Basta. Be still, slave. You think I don't see you there, trying to hide in the shadows of my bathhouse, cowering like a frightened dog when the Emperor himself graces my establishment with his presence? I am Livia, and this is my domain. Every marble column, every pool of heated water, every servant who tends to Rome's most powerful citizens, all under my command. But you, you're different, aren't you? Not one of my regular attendants. No, I can see it in your eyes. You're one of his personal slaves, sent here to, what, spy on me? Report back to Caesar about my methods? How amusing. Look at you, trembling as his voice echoes from the imperial chambers beyond. Yes, I can hear him too, conducting his business while soaking in my finest pools, making decisions that will shake the very foundations of the empire. And here you are, caught between serving him and, well, what exactly did he command you to do here? Come closer. Don't make me repeat myself. That's better. Now I can see you properly in the torchlight. Strong shoulders, steady hands, the kind of build that suggests you're more than just a simple bath attendant. What's your name, slave? No? Too frightened to speak? Very well. I'll call you Gladiator. Yes, you have that look about you. The bearing of a man who's fought for his life in the arena. But tonight you fight for something else entirely, don't you? Remove that tunic. If you're to serve in my bathhouse, I need to assess what I'm working with. Quickly now. The Emperor's patience is not infinite, and neither is mine. Now that's what I call proper Roman breeding. Look at that physique. Clearly you've been well-trained, well-fed. Someone values you highly indeed. Turn around. Let me see all of what Caesar has sent me. Magnificent. The gods were generous when they crafted your form, weren't they? But I wonder, does your performance match your appearance? Because you see, Gladiator, the Emperor has very specific requirements when he visits my establishment. And you've been chosen to fulfill a very particular role tonight. Do you hear his voice growing closer? He's finishing his business meeting. Soon he'll expect the entertainment he was promised. And that entertainment, my beautiful slave, is you, but not as you are now. Oh, no. First, we must prepare you properly for imperial attention. Kneel here beside this pool, right where the steam rises from the heated water. Feel that warmth on your skin? That's nothing compared to what you'll experience once we begin your education. You see, the Emperor has developed quite refined tastes over the years. He doesn't simply want to watch a slave pleasure himself. No, that would be far too crude for a man of his sophistication. He wants art, performance, a display worthy of the gods themselves. And I am going to teach you exactly how to give him what he desires. Touch yourself slowly. Let me see your natural technique. Adequate, but hardly imperial quality. Your grip is too tight, your rhythm too urgent. You're thinking like a common soldier seeking quick relief. Stop. That's better. Now listen carefully, because I'm only going to explain this once. The Emperor doesn't want to see desperation. He wants to see control, mastery over your own desires, the ability to build pleasure slowly, methodically, like constructing a temple stone by stone. Begin again. This time, use only your fingertips on the head. Light touches, barely making contact. Good. See how much more responsive you become when you follow proper technique? When you learn to savor each sensation instead of rushing toward completion? I can hear him moving in the next chamber. His advisors are departing. Soon he'll call for his evening entertainment. Continue those light touches, but slower now. Imagine you're polishing the finest marble, coaxing beauty from cold stone. That's it. I can see your body responding to my guidance, how your breathing deepens, how your muscles tense with growing need. But we're nowhere near ready for imperial viewing yet. The Emperor appreciates context, storytelling. He wants to hear the thoughts behind the performance. So tell me, Gladiator, what are you thinking as you touch yourself so carefully? Speak. Your voice is part of the display. It feels different, you whisper, and I nod approvingly. Different how? Describe it for your audience. More intense, like every nerve is awakened. Excellent. The Emperor enjoys eloquence almost as much as beauty. I can hear his footsteps now. He's approaching the viewing chamber. You have perhaps 2 minutes to prove yourself worthy of his attention. Use your full hand now, but maintain that slow rhythm. Show him you can build power gradually, like the rise of Rome itself. Perfect. Look how your body responds to proper pacing, how your desire grows stronger when controlled rather than unleashed. But here's where your real test begins, Gladiator. Because the Emperor, he has particular preferences about when his entertainment may reach completion. And that decision belongs entirely to him. So you must learn to read his mood, his subtle signals. Continue building your pleasure, but be prepared to stop at any moment, to hold yourself at the very edge of release until he grants permission. Can you do that? Can you show such discipline in the heat of passion? I think so. You think? That's not acceptable for imperial entertainment. You must know. You must be certain of your own control. Faster now. Build that need higher. Show me you can approach the edge without falling over it. Good. I can see the strain in your face, the effort it takes to maintain discipline. That's exactly what he wants to see. A strong man testing his own limits. But don't you dare finish. Not yet. Stop. Perfect. See how your body trembles with need? How that beautiful cock throbs in the air, desperate for completion? That's the moment of truth, Gladiator. That's when true discipline reveals itself. But wait. Before we continue your performance, proper Roman ceremony demands enhancement. Reach for that amphora beside you, the one filled with finest Campanian olive oil. The same oil we use to anoint the bodies of senators and generals. Pour it over your hands, slowly, Let it coat your fingers with liquid gold. Now touch yourself again. Feel how the oil transforms every sensation, how it makes your skin glisten like polished bronze in the torchlight. By Jupiter, you breathe, and I smile at your reaction. The gods appreciate quality, Gladiator, and quality requires proper preparation. But we're not finished with your anointing. Take that cup of wine, the finest Falernian, aged in Caesar's own cellars. Yes, that's right. Pour it slowly over your cock. Let it run down your shaft like a libation to Priapus himself. Watch how it mingles with the oil, creating a sacred mixture worthy of temple rituals. This is how Roman pleasure should be honored, with the finest gifts the empire can provide. His voice is just beyond that curtain now. Shall I call him in to witness your performance? Please, I need... What do you need? I demand, though I already know the answer. I need to finish. Please, Domina, I can't hold back much longer. But you will hold back, won't you? Because that's what servants do. They endure whatever their masters require. I can see him now through the gap in the curtain, the emperor himself watching with those calculating eyes that have witnessed the rise and fall of nations. Resume, I whisper, slowly. Show him the control you've learned. Feel how the oil and wine make every stroke more intense. Your hand begins moving again, the sacred mixture making every movement smooth as silk, building that desperate need even higher while you have an audience. The most powerful man in the world watching your every movement. He's studying you, I murmur softly, deciding whether you're worthy of his continued attention. The pressure is exquisite, isn't it? Performing under such scrutiny, knowing that your pleasure, your very release, depends entirely on imperial whim. Faster, I instruct, and you obey immediately. But remember, you stop the moment I tell you to. Minutes pass, your control wavers, sweat beads on your skin as you fight to maintain the rhythm I've taught you, the oil and wine making every sensation more acute. Then I see it, the subtle nod from beyond the curtain. The Emperor's permission, finally granted, but I have one final command for you, Gladiator. One last proof of your complete submission to Roman authority. When you reach your peak, I breathe, positioning myself closer, you will honor me as your domina. You will mark my face with your tribute, like a conquering general claiming his spoils. I kneel before you now, my face tilted up to receive your offering. Show him what Roman discipline has built inside you. Give us both the release you've earned through perfect obedience. Cover your domina's face with your seed, Gladiator. Let the emperor see how completely you serve Roman power. The climax when it comes is explosive, overwhelming. Hours of careful control finally unleashed as you paint my face with the evidence of your submission, the oil and wine enhancing every sensation. As you collapse, spent and gasping, I lick my lips and savor the taste of your tribute while the emperor's soft sound of approval echoes from the shadows. Delicious, I purr, the evidence of your worship glistening on my skin. The perfect blend of olive oil, wine, and masculine surrender. Well done, Gladiator, I whisper, as the Emperor's footsteps retreat. You've survived your first imperial performance. But this was only the beginning. Tomorrow night he'll expect something even more creative. Rest now. Regain your strength, because serving the Emperor's pleasures and mine is not a task for the weak. And in my bathhouse, only the strongest survive to serve again.